Manager's Log, Tuesday, February 28, 2017. The Founding Fathers must have had been Aristotle groupies. This from the Medium online service, from the blog Christopher Sauer's Online Coach. The Founding Fathers didn't declare life, liberty, and a pursuit of positive emotions as our inalienable rights. It was life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. Happiness is a state of well-being characterized by emotions ranging from contentment to intense joy. Positive emotions are performance-enhancing drugs. When we experience positive emotions, our brains increase the production of dopamine and serotonin, chemicals that help us think more quickly and creatively and improve our analytical and complex problem-solving skills. When we experience negative pressure or stress, cortisol displaces those good chemicals, activating our amygdala, the oldest part of our brain, just above the spinal cord that we share with the rest of the animal kingdom, triggering a fight or flight response. Leaders and managers have an enormous impact on the environment that their team walk into every day. They aren't just choosing their own mood, thereby impacting their own performance, they're setting the tone for everyone around them. Through small choices and behaviors, choosing to thank someone for just doing her job, managers send ripples through the organization. Ripples that really do get people thinking more deeply and creatively, and really do get people doing better work. A study cited by Sean Anker, The Happiness Advantage, found that the teams with encouraging managers outperformed their peers by 31%. That's quite a happiness advantage. For years, we've had that achievement happiness loop backwards. I'll be happy when this project is done. Once I get that promotion, I'll finally feel like I've made it. Things will be so much better after I hit my numbers. It's time to flip that logic. Happiness first, the results will follow. Thanks for listening.